Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Credit Pie, we're going to start with, you know, Landini, we've given a lot of grief to the team's alumni over the years, just, you know, for not getting it done when the owner was terrible and there was just this terrible collection of leadership and front office evaluators and all these things. It was really the alumni holding them back throughout that process. But now we've reached a place where there's new ownership, there's new everything. And Brian Mitchell deserves some credit because I saw him last night at, I don't know, when did you leave, B? About 12:30?
Something like that.
And he was unsure that he was even going to be able to get on his flight this morning because of just some travel confusion. I kind of thought you would go back to the hotel and crash because you were supposed to be at the airport at 5:30 or whatever.
I went back to the hotel.
You stopped at the bar on the way home, and B-Mitch is in studio after having to go to the airport and deal with standby, and the damn airport in Cincinnati feels like it's an hour away. Like,
well,
it's
the airport is not in Cincinnati. It's in Kentucky.
Yeah. So shout out to B for grinding this morning, grinding all the way back to D.C. only to fly to Arizona tomorrow.
Yeah.
B-Mitch gets some credit, all right? I'm still here. I'm flying to Arizona from here. I have a layover in Houston. Everyone pray for me. B, do you want to start with a credit pie here, dude?
You start.
Whew, it's a complicated one. It's going to be all offense. I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah. Well, you know what? One thing I'll get, defense held them to some field goals. And if they didn't hold them to those field goals, we have problems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I'll give them a little percentage.
Okay. Well, you can do that when it's your turn. I'm giving at least half to Jaden, right? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, Jaden specifically individually played such a damn near flawless game that you've got to just give that young man major, major credit. I'll start with half and maybe adjust it. I think Terry deserves 10%.
Big time.
Terry was really good, gave them that downfield threat. I think Cliff deserves a lot of credit. A lot of, like, the analytics film bros like to knock Cliff. He doesn't care at all.
Nah.
Few people more confident on the planet than Cliff Kingsbury, I would say. I thought he called just a genius game last night. So if I'm at 50 for Jaden, 10 for Terry, 10 for Cliff, I think the O-line, man, I thought the O-line was really good last night. They weren't able to run the ball that well, but Jaden largely had pockets, was able to deal from the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I think
– Young Buck played well last night too.
Coleman?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. He had the one sack where he got beat to the inside, but that was late in the game against a guy that's probably playing at an all-pro level in Hendrickson. I'll give the whole O-line. I mean, listen, you put up 38 points and don't punt, you better give the offensive line some credit.
Hell yeah.
All right, so now I'm up all the way up to 80. I think Adam Peters deserves some credit. You saw some rookies really start to play and play well last night with McCaffrey, Daniels, obviously. Sennett is starting to at least show his physicality.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm up to 90. And I think, listen, I understand DQ is a defensive-minded guy, but I've said before that I think DQ, more than that, is a motivator, a uniter, kind of the ultimate vibes guy. Right, like he understands
mm-hmm.
how to put a group of people together and push them hard for a common goal.
Yes.
So I want to give DQ some credit. I mean, they're 2-1, and nobody really thought that was going to happen. The whole world didn't have them winning last night. I mean, they were 7.5-point underdogs last night and won it outright. You got to give the head coach some credit.
I don't know, man. Two people on this thing show in for him.
You felt it. You said
three people.
It.
Actually, didn't you go with them?
I just
what are you talking about?
I took the under.
The Commanders.
I took the Commanders.
I'm saying,
yeah.
Jeff did too.
Yeah. JP was the hater.
Yeah.
I was not a hater. I took the under, which was a terrible bet.
He wasn't sure.
All right. That's my credit pie. Half of it goes to Jaden, and then I'm splitting it up a bunch. Other guys that I think you could give some credit to, Eckler played fantastic early on. Certainly we hope he's okay.
Yeah.
I thought Luke was really good. I thought Ertz was quite good. Ertz had that one kind of bad penalty. Noah Brown was really good. I do think Luvu was kind of flying all over the place. And Seibert, Tress, the operation, yeah, as we came to know it last year when it was a disaster, has been quite functional this year. That is my credit pie. Are you ready for yours, Brian?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I'm going to give the defense 5% because they did hold them to field goals to give us the jump on the in the game. But then I'm going to give Jaden, I'll give him 40%. Adam Peters and Dan and Cliff all together, they'll get another, I get them 20%. I'll go with the offensive line, that's for 40, 45, 65. Offensive line going to get 15. Austin Eckler is going to get, where am I right now? It's 80. Austin get 10. And then Terry gets the other 10. I think I'm right with that.
You lost me, but I think you're right, too. I think you're a very selfless person, given that defensive credit. But you're right. There was a stretch there where it was after Cincy scored their first touchdown, they had a drive where they missed a field goal, and then they only kicked two field goals to go into halftime.
Mm-hmm.
I think this thing was as simple as every time Burrow saw – Jamar Chase in one-on-one, he just went to him. And
yeah,
Washington smartly didn't do it that often, but every time it was there, they went to it. All right, let's open these phone lines up. Our guy Jupe is on the line, and we'll let him kick us off. And I look forward to a little woo. What up, Jupe?
Woo! Victory ritual, baby. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's go, man. Hey, look, I was excited. All right, credit pie. I'm giving 20 to Eckler and Ertz. Eckler is dangerous in the kickoff return. I'm with you guys. I hope he's okay. I've got a nickname for Eckler, Ertz, B-Rob, and JD. I'm calling them the electricians, the way they keep these drives alive. I'm giving 20 to Terry. Early bleep you to all the fans that was calling in talking about trading him. We don't need to trade him. It took time. Your man was patient, and it paid off.
That was Jeff. His name was Jeff.
I'm going to give 20 to AD and Cliff, that man, Jaden Daniels, the accuracy, the efficiency. Your man had, through these three games, one turnover-worthy play. Like, I foresee him having the potential of being like a little bit of Pat Mahomes, little bit of Lamar Jackson. I see him having a game with 300 passing yards and 100 yards rushing. I'm going to give...
I'll take that.
20%. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to give the... where am I at? 20. I'm going to give 10% to Coleman and Sennett. They was blocking their tails off. I think mm-hmm. it's time they need to unleash the reins on Coleman and let him be the starter and just start to finish the game. I foresee Senate, his number is going to get called very soon. I'm going to give 10% to Dan Quinn. And I'm going to tell you, they're going for the fourth downs, and that timeout he called at the end of the first half when Cincy went no huddle. In my gut, I felt like if they got that playoff, it would have been a touchdown. But instead, we held them to a field goal. I'm going to give 5% to the kicker, of course. And I'm going to show some love to the defense, 5%. I'm going to say this about the defense. We can all agree that they can't stop nobody. But it's that one promo I was hearing where the guy said, we can't stop them, we can just hope to contain them. If the defense at the minimum can at least just slow down offenses and hold them to field goals, that's our ticket to winning right there. Luvu, I see he needs to be our main run stopper. And Payne and Allen, man, like, they got to reopen that law office. It's been on hiatus for a long time. Whatever happened in the past, let it go, man. Like, new era in Washington football era right now. Just get on that field and play some football. Play to your namesake. I have a nickname for Louisville and Sarasota. I don't think they earn it yet. Being that you're going to like this one, I was going to call them Ty and Yao. I need more of that on the field.
All right.
That's all I got for you, fellas.
Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, buddy. Give me one more Ric Flair before you go.
Woo!
There he is. Boom. I appreciate that. All right, let's go to our guy, Jeff. Jeff Walker. Caught a little shrapnel throughout the program here, but it's your turn, buddy. You can give us a credit pie, give us your reaction. Your Ashburn syndrome is probably surging. How you feeling, bud?
Yes. First of all, bleep you, JP, because I didn't say that. I said that was the talk. Two, let's get into this credit pie. Jaden Daniels, 50%. I give him 50% because that boy went out there and made plays. We seen last night, it was one point in time when he went, when you seen him saying, let's go, let's go, let's go. They get up there, he get the first down. All I can say is, yo, we got a leader at quarterback position. Like, and everything else speaks for itself for him. The next 30%, I'm going to give it to the offensive line. What we had, it was two sacks last night, but the way they talk about Hendrickson and all of them, you would have thought that Jaden was going to be sacked more, hit more. It didn't happen last night. And as we said from week one, the offensive line did not look as bad as we thought it was going to be. And with that 30%, I have to give a special little recognition to Coleman, because Coleman was blocking his tail off last night. I'm going to give 10% to the coaches, because even to have the confidence in Jaden to allow him to be like, no, let's go for it on this fourth down, and to have the confidence for him to go out and get it, not once, but twice. Mm-hmm. Got to give that to the coaches. And then last 10% is not the least 10%. Special teams.
Yeah.
Special teams was rocking them boys. Yeah. Keeping because they helped the defense, because Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, they were torching us yesterday. They were torching us. And I'm glad that our special teams was able to keep them in their side of the field to start most of their possessions.
Thank you, brother. Jeffrey. Let's get back to these phones. It's the people's hour right now. You're fired up after that win. Matt Stafford on the line after a big win over the Niners. What up, Matt?
Hey, I give 50% to the attitude of Jaden. Another 50% to the attitude of Dan Quinn. When those two pieces come together, that credit pie is glowing. And it's the whole 100% of everything. All the members of the team, the Adam Peters, everyone. And it coincides with another storyline that's going to die. Is this team has an identity now. And they haven't had one since Shanahan. And maybe they had one for a second with Jay and Kirk. But now they have an identity finally. And it's Stone Cold Killers.
Thanks for the call, brother.
You feel me?
Yeah, I think Jaden is absolutely a killer. like if anybody doesn't think so, because he smiles and is easygoing and everything. Dude is an absolute dog on the football field.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Dude, if you're not recognizing that, then I don't know.
Something wrong with you?
Yeah, we're looking at something different, man. Let's hit one more call here. Phone lines are open for the whole hour. 800-636-1067. Mike is in Ashburn. Mikey, what'd you think?
What's up, boys? What's up, Washington Nation?
What's up, dude?
Really hyped with this game that we had. 45% goes to the offensive line. You know, after last year, the amount of sacks that Howell took, this is a huge upgrade, keeping our quarterback clean. 5% goes to defense with a bend but not break attitude. You know, driving down, we stopped him twice in the red zone to get those field goals. And the other 50% goes to Jalen Daniels, just for rocking that team, keeping the attitude up, keeping us poised together, and bringing it to a victory. So I just wanted to shout out to all the Redskins fans out there, Washington Nation. Like Terry said last night, we're all awake now. Let's go, boys. Let's go.
All right.
Good call right there. Thank you, brother. Yep. We'll keep the phone lines open. Squeeze one more, B, or you want me to break on time?
It's up to you.
All right. Kendall is
Friday
in Temple
for
Hills.
Tuesday, baby.
Kendall is in Temple Hills.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Kendall?
You were saying you saw Brian Mitchell last night. I saw him last night, too. He was wearing number 30 in that kickoff return, man. he looks just like you, brother. Wow, that was amazing. So, man, that was just a surreal game. I'm giving 35% to Jaden. Jaden, man, he doesn't even really know what he's doing right now. It can't be understated that the dude is taking care of the ball. Rookies don't take care of the ball, ever. So the fact that he's not even near a turnover, it's just flat out amazing. So I'm giving him 35%. I'm going to give the offense 25%. And when I say the offense, I'm saying everybody. I'm saying the O-line. I'm saying
everybody.
All the receivers. Yeah, everybody. It was just amazing. I'm giving Cliff Kingsbury 20%. It doesn't seem to be any tendencies that he's showing. I can't figure out. I don't know what he's doing. He's just and let me go back to Jaden real quick. Jaden has. You talked about the O-line. There were times last night that the O-line. It looked like the D-line wasn't even pressuring, and the reason why is that Jaden's mere presence changes everything about a defense. Everything. I'm going to give 15% to Dan Quinn because, like you said, JP, he is really he is a team guy, man. He motivates, and you can tell that they are buying his philosophy. And then I'm going to give 5% to the defense because of those two stops. Defense was bad, but those two stops changed things. Now, I thought that they would still continue to score, but leads changed the temperature of games.
Yep.
And so the fact that we were able to keep that lead, it changed everything. So, man, that was just an unreal game, man. I'm excited for the future.
All appreciate
right,
you, Kendall.
Appreciate you,
I think everybody's excited for the damn future right now. I'm excited for the future. We're going to keep the phone lines going. Mark Rippon joins the program at 1 o'clock.
Rip.
You'll hear from Dan Quinn. You'll hear from Jaden Daniels. And there's a new video circulating that you might have to hear from. A Bengals postgame show isn't sure if Jaden Daniels is any good. Seriously. Nobody go anywhere.